I want to share with you today about New Testament realities. Did you know the foundation of who you are in Christ and who He is in you is paramount? It is paramount to know how to live this life, or to live this life that God has deposited in you. Today I'm going to take the text out of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. I'm going to read through verse 6 if you'd like to follow along. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him in love. He destined us for adoption as His children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace that He freely bestowed on us in the beloved. What I want to talk about today is in Him realities, or New Covenant, New Testament realities. Because if you don't realize, if you don't know who you are in Him, you're always going to try to be like Christ. Did you know our union with Christ is so much of a oneness that we don't see ourselves outside of Christ anymore? It's not like as Jesus is here and we're trying to be like Him. Now, I know a lot of people preaches that we imitate Christ, that we try to follow Christ, that we be like Him. Let me ask you one question. If Christ is in you, if you're a born-again believer and Christ is living in you and you are in Him, how do you follow that? How do you try to be like that? You know, it's just, it goes against the very definition of being in Him. I've studied this out. Let me read to you what the definition of in means in the Greek language. It means a fixed position in place, time, or in a state. A state of being is what I'm trying to get at. Or a relation of rest to its furthest point, to its farthest point, ever how you want to say that. In other words, to be in something, you can't go any farther. To be in Christ is to be in the ultimate glory and being of God. We don't need to be in Christ any farther. What it means to be in is to rest in that, to rest in His being. And to be holy. Let's read this verse here. He destined us. Now let me go back up to verse 4. Just as He chose us in Christ. See, we didn't choose Christ. Now we did believe in Him and we were born again and filled with the Spirit of God. But by grace, God already chose us in Christ before the world began. What an awesome plan of God. Now listen to this. He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him in love. To be holy. Now let's look up the definition of be in the Greek. It comes from a Greek word, eimi, and it means to exist as I am. Now, imagine that. You can't be holy apart from Christ according to your works or what you can do or how good you obey the Ten Commandments or anything like that. To be holy, to be in Him, means to say that I am because He says I am. This is a New Testament reality, people. You cannot afford to see yourself outside of Christ trying to be like Him. You know, I heard a preacher today say, oh, we must follow Christ. We've got to strive to be like Christ. How can you do that? Christ was perfect. See, I don't have to strive to be perfect and holy because I am that He says I am holy. I'm resting in holiness. You're looking at me right now and you're looking at a holy person. I'm bold enough to proclaim that I am holy, I'm righteous, I'm true, I'm in Him. He makes me that way. I don't make myself that way. And I'm declaring to you today that if you're in Christ, that if He's in you, you're one. You are one together at rest. You're holy. You're true. Let's go on here. Let's turn over to Colossians. I love this one too. This is another in him reality. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Check this out. Well, let's go back up to verse 6. It says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to be in him, to have your being in him. You know, Acts 17 says, we live and breathe and have our being in him. Man, how much more can you get than that? What the problem is that we haven't had preachers and teachers to declare this good news to us, that we're in him. After we accept him, he's in us. We're one. No, they always proclaim you've got to be like Christ. You've got to strive to be something that you're not. You know that they're tempting you just like Satan was tempting Eve in the garden. The same temptation, and many people's falling for it and claiming to be Christians. Man, this should not be so. Let's go on. It says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See, grace enables your heart. Once you receive it, once you understand it, you abound with thanksgiving because it's all by God's doing. You're so thankful that he did this for you. See to it that no one takes you captive. Now listen to this. This is referring to preachers and teachers of today's time that's trying to preach law, that's trying to preach you must do 10 things to be blessed of God. This is talking to them. Listen. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy or empty deceit. Philosophy is just their view and opinion, their way of thinking. They're trying to incorporate or project onto you their way of thinking. Don't fall for that. The only thinking and perception and view and opinion of you that you need is God's view and opinion, which is doxa in the Greek, which means his glory. Now listen. According to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. This is very important, these next two verses. Get this. For in him, there's that rest, there's that fixed place, that position, the whole fullness of the deity dwells in a bodily form. God dwells in a bodily form. And you have come to the fullness, or other translation says you are complete in him who is the head of every ruler and authority. Let's just look up a few of these definitions. Now, to be complete in the Greek is pleru, which means full. You can't get any more fuller. It means to cram, to pack. So if I'm in him, I can't go any farther. If he's in me, I am so full, I should be bursting at the seams. And that's what grace does. It takes what's the fullness that you are and proclaims it and pours it over into the lives of others by preaching the gospel to them, by telling them the good news of their redemption. And principality, we know, is a rule or an origin. This translation describes it very well. I think this is the Revised Standard Edition or something like that. I've got about 10 or 15 that I read from, and it's good to get off the King James every now and then and go get you a Message Bible, get you an NIV, get you an NLT, get you a CEV. I think there's another one called the HSCB or something like that. It's a really good one that I like. But look at these things from different translations and versions of the Bible, and you'll get a complete understanding of these things with the help of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is our teacher. So to be complete in him means to be full. All we need is a revelation of who we are. A revelation of who we are in Christ, and that's it. Now, power in the Greek word is exousia, which means the choice of doing as one pleases because of his authority and right. Man, that's powerful. We're complete in him. Jesus is the head of all principality and power. So now, me being in him, I am so righteous and so holy, I get to do as I please. Because why? I'm in him and he is in me. We're one together. His will, it now becomes my will. His desires now becomes my desires. See, that's why I really, really preach hard on the union that you have in Christ. Because I don't identify myself.
outside of the body of Christ, outside of the head of Christ, because I don't follow Christ. I don't follow the Holy Spirit. I don't follow God, because God in His fullness dwells in me now. And I know that. And this is what I proclaim to you. So don't be out here doing what somebody else says. You have the mind of Christ in you. And when you come to know that, you're going to be full of thanksgiving. You're going to be full of love. And man, people is going to be drawn to you, or they're going to be repelled by you. Now let me tell you, the legalist will be repelled by the grace person. So get ready for it. Develop a tough skin. But the grace of God that works in your heart, man, I'm telling you, you don't really give a rip when it comes right down to it about the view and the opinions of others, because you know who you are in Christ. And I declare to you, and I ask you to really meditate on this and to study this out. And then share this with your family and friends. You know, some's going to reject it, but praise God, the one who is seeking hope is going to get it. Amen? So I bless you, and I proclaim the gospel as good news of your redemption, and that Christ is now in you if you believe in Him. Amen.